This is your host and friend, Brian Kilby, saying, thank you for being a fan. We traveled down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
You're watching Radio Free Cybertron. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 383, recorded on November 17th, 2014. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Melvar, Diecast, and oh my god, it's Nicole Hale!
Hey!
Woohoo!
Did you say November?
September. I think I said September.
September, right?
It's September.
You said November. Did I just miss 2 months?
Yes.
He already took the hemo rage, John.
I'd be like, oh my god, we slept through TFCon.
It's like the beginning of us. It's like the beginning of All Good Things, the finale of Star Trek The Next Generation. You see me come out in my pajamas, and I'm like, Mr. Melvar, the date! XV was not here to enjoy that. I'm sorry. I love citing semi-obscure Star Trek stuff. It's not that that's obscure, but... Okay, so let's see here. On the show this week, we have stuff. Yeah, I think I've mentioned it before. It's not the, you know, best time of year for news. News happens sporadically. Sometimes we'll have really awesome stuff. Sometimes we don't. So I think we're going to have some awesome stuff here in about a month. So goodbye, everybody.
See you in a month.
See you next week. Yeah.
See you at New York Comic Con.
See you at New York Comic Con. Let's see.
I want to go. Are you paying for my ticket? Let's go. Let's
do it. The ticket's not a problem. The airfare, because you live
true.
In Arizona, right?
No, I'm in Utah.
Utah, that might be a problem.
Is that right before or right after TFCon?
That's before. 2 weeks. Because I have a weekend break. I've New York Comic Con, and then a weekend break, and then the next week is TFCon.
Oh, I want to go to that so bad.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not rubbing it in, but I'm honestly pretty excited about it.
Because I haven't been released to travel yet to fly, so I wouldn't be able to go anyway.
I haven't been to BotCon since 2012, so I haven't been to a...
I've never been to a BotCon.
But I used to go every year, and I haven't in forever, and I'm just like, you really got to do it. But TFCon is going to be a nice change of pace. So it'll be nice to do something different. So on the show this week, we have This Week in History, some news, and some other assorted things. But first, I wanted to mention a few things. First, if you haven't already, you need to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We post all sorts of neat, exciting news and things that we sort of interact with. We try to be, you know, as interactive as possible. If you don't already, you should watch the live show because we actually have our chat going now, and we love our chat. And after we have the Google Plus Hangout, but, you know, this is only one night a week, which is Wednesday. But we are on our Facebook page 24/7, so you should totally like us and follow us on Twitter. I promise we will respond if we can. I promise I'll try not to block you. But depending on what you say, you might get blocked. Okay, so on the site this week, Rob has posted the third part of his history of the Transformers fandom. I'll be honest, I love Rob. Rob's like my brother. I don't get this, but I'm certain... But it seems to be internally, logically consistent, so it means something. I'm certain by the time it all unravels, it will make sense, and I will think it's the best thing ever. I think it's pretty awesome now, but once he's done, I'm certain it'll be a masterpiece. Is anybody else reading Rob's blog at transformersdumb.com? Okay, you should.
I read the first part. It was real short, the first part. I haven't gotten the second part yet.
I think it's supposed to be the Transformers fandom history through the eyes of H.P. Lovecraft. I think that's where he's going. I don't ask Rob. Rob is a force of nature. He just happens. But also on the site, More importantly, this week, we have our first new t-shirt available in like 5 years. We don't do t-shirts. I don't typically like doing stuff like that because I try not to be a self-promoter, but I really should be because we're awesome. We have a new t-shirt available. John did the art, Diecast did the layouts and the footwork as far as putting it up and everything. So thank you guys so much. But it looks really great. I'm really, really fond of it. You can actually find it at tfradio.net/shirt. Shirts. Shirt. Singular. It's a really high-quality shirt, and it's really pretty. It also features our 15th anniversary logo. So,
I really like that blue.
Yeah, it looks really nice. So, and it's also, like, super cheap. So it's, like, $20 plus shipping. For a really high-quality shirt, it's not bad at all. So, to get the shirt, though, at full color and full quality, like we're doing, here's the new logo. I love it. It's the RFC Grid logo. We are doing this kind of like a... Diecast described it like a Kickstarter. So, we're doing a minimum of 50. Once we have 50 shirts... Well, is that when the order will place, or do we wait until the end of the 20... or the... 3 week time period, Diecast, do you know?
Yeah, we do wait till the end of the time period, but once we hit 50 shirts, it's guaranteed to ship. That's how we get the cheap price. These shirts are so nice. If you would pay individually for the shirt, they'd be around $35,
$40. Yeah, so they're really nice and they're so pretty.
Really, really high quality.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to wearing these around TFCon. So if you are looking for something to wear at your favorite Transformers toy comic book convention, the office, the gym, your parents' basement, I would totally buy this. It helps us out. We're actually the margin is zero. It goes to me that we're making no profit on it. We're just wanting to get these out there. Really nice high quality shirts. They are great. Again, tfradio.net/shirt. tfradio.net/shirt. It's pretty great. And thanks, Diecast and John, for making that happen.
No problem.
Can't wait to get mine.
And just to let you know, they will ship that we're not going to ship them. The company that doing it on, they actually ship them. It's only $5 to ship the shirt.
Or multiples. I bought a couple. And yeah. It's the same. I don't know if it's flat.
It's flat.
But for a couple shirts, it was $5.
It's flat. And you can also go to booster.com/Radio Free Cybertron to go straight to the shirts.
Yeah. So, help us out with that. We really want to make this happen. So we need your help. Again, making no margin on it. We just want to get them out there. Really nice shirts. People have always asked how they can help. And I think this is a good way to help us out and get a pretty nice shirt. So tfradio.net/shirt or booster.com/Radio Free Cybertron. Help us out. That'd be great. And it'll look so awesome at TFCon.
Yeah.
And these are diecast. They will arrive before TFCon.
Correct.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, it ends on, it ends beginning of October, and then they ship right after that.
Cool. Excited. Super excited. Thanks again. So real quick, on T4Burns.com this week, there is a review of More Than Meets the Eye number 33, and I hear it's fantastic. I need to read it.
It's good. I've got it right here. Look. I got both covers, too. Look, it's pretty.
Oh, I'm two issues back now.
Mm, I'm still a few issues back, so.
This one kind of made me tear up, but I can't say why.
Don't say why. I don't want to know yet. I haven't read the new issue of Transformers versus G.I. Joe from a week or two back. I love that book, too, so I need to get back to that. So that interview is there. That review is there. And also on the site, an article from Cheatamus Primal on he does cheats tweaks. He's at AllSpark, and he has a great Facebook page where he shows off all of the custom figures that he does. And he has an article on how to remove the chrome from Generations Jetfire. The chrome looks nice, But my thought is, like yeah, me too. But the second one bit flakes off, I'm stripping the chrome off. So enjoy it while you have it.
Play with it.
Yep, play with it. Like hair, enjoy it while you have it.
Well, here you go. You leave the Hasbro one in the box, and then you buy the Takar import without the the chrome, and you can take that one out of the box.
Yeah. So you can either just wait and buy the Takar one with no chrome, or buy the Hasbro one and the chemicals and do the work yourself and end up paying about the same price you would for the Takar one.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see here. So I didn't mention that Rob Springer, who, if you haven't been listening for the last few weeks, Rob Springer's back, but he's traveling for work this week. And Don is not on the show this week either. He is also working.
He is helping out another store in his chain, yep. It looks like.
So he is not on. We miss Don. Don is actually in the chat right now. He said, Brian, hello, I miss you all so much.
That's why you have to look at my ugly mug right now, okay? So
Don, be gone more often, okay? We get to okay. On.
There you go.
Yeah, real quick, though, I do want to mention this. So before the show, I go into detail here. So let me just go ahead and jump to myself. I love caffeine. I really do. And John DeLuna had sent me a bottle of highly caffeinated Hema Rage Black. And I did this about 25 minutes ago. Thanks, Brian. So, yes, John DeLuna told me that he found this highly caffeinated beverage. And as I just mentioned, I'm a caffeine fiend. I love caffeine. This is Hemo Rage Black Ultra Concentrated. I've never had this. I've had quite a few caffeinated beverages in my day and quite a few energy shots. And I love caffeinated gum, but I've never had this. I bet it's disgusting. But let's see here. So as you can see, it is still sealed. And that's the bottle right there. I'm going to open this and drink it. And hopefully by the time I just, opened the show just a second ago, hopefully I'll be hyper as heck. Hopefully I won't die of a heart attack. I've had quite a bit of caffeine today already. We'll see how this goes. So, I need to be opening this on camera. Right here. Okay. I'm opening it. Oh, it has a nice red color. Hence the Hemo Rage now.
Hemoglobins.
It's the iron. It's the oxygenated iron. That's not what this is. Okay,
that
sounds
disgusting.
Yeah, no, it sounds disgusting. So let me read the warning before I drink it. Directions. Hemo Rage Black Turbo Shot may be way too strong for some individuals. Start by taking only one serving, half this bottle in a 24-hour period. Nope, not doing that. once you've tested your tolerance, you may dare to consume a full bottle. Nope, not doing that. Never exceed one full bottle in a 24-hour period. Ingredient.
We're going to see you have a heart attack live, aren't we?
Yes. Yes. It'll be great. So, other ingredients. Water, phosphoric acid, citric acid, natural flavors, which is probably blood. Sucralose. Awesome. So, it's sugar-free. Sodium citrate, sodium benzoate, and potassium sorbate. That's all pretty common stuff. And I can never pronounce this. Acesulfame. Potassium.
I was always told if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it.
I don't subscribe to that. And Red 40. So I'm shaking it up because the good stuff usually you have to shake up, but it doesn't. I don't see that here. So, God. Oh, not only was the bottle sealed from the outside, the bottle is actually sealed on the inside as well. So, doing this on camera just so that you see it. This is taking up way too much time of the show. God. Open, damn it, open. Sorry, that's my Transformers movie and my one swear for the day. One Transformers movie reference. Okay, this is open. So,
have you tested that?
No. So here we go.
And how do you know it's bulletproof if you're not going to try it out?
It's a turn of phrase. Okay, bottoms up, drinking now. That tastes really good, actually. Mmm. It tastes like... there's caffeine. it tastes like jungle juice, but with lots of caffeine. Caffeine is really bitter. Ugh. Bottle is empty.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel it. It's really nice. I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
What you should have done is taken your heart rate before and after.
We'll do that next week.
My normal heart rate. That's a great point. So my normal heart rate.
He's already started to talk faster. Do you
know? My normal heart rate. My setting heart rate's like 85, 90 beats per minute normal. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to grab my fitness watch and I'll tell you here in a second. So this week in history. Let's go ahead and talk about this, because this is a biggie. Mm-hmm. Today, in 1984, 30 years ago, More Than Meets the Eye, number one, by Sunbow, the first episode of the Transformers, debuts. You don't get much bigger than that.
I believe that was officially the best day ever.
Yep.
Probably. So, who remembers watching that the day it aired? Yeah, me neither. I would be completely lying if I knew that I'd watched More Than Meets the Eye.
I remember watching Transformers a lot as a kid, but I don't remember. I actually watched from the very start.
I was two in 1984, so I'm going to guess and say I probably did not watch it on the release day.
XV was born. I should have mentioned XV is not on the show this week either. I think he's busy. I think he wanted to take the week off since Rob wasn't here, and he didn't know Nicole's coming on.
I was, like, at the perfect age. I was 7 years old when Transformers and, like, My Little Pony came out. I was at that target age where it's just like, yep. And I was a sucker for all of it.
I had
and
just
you were definitely
turned five.
Old enough to bug your parents and be like, hey, can you buy me these toys? Because that's all Transformers was when it came out, was a toy ad.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, that's true. It was a toy ad published by Marvel Comics.
Right.
Because the comic came out first by a short period. But that's absolutely right. It was a toy ad. And what a darn fine toy ad
it was. The most awesome ad ever.
I don't know if it was the most awesome ad ever. I mean, like, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was pretty awesome.
No.
But I was too young to enjoy Masters of the Universe. I loved it when I was, like, 6 or 7, but it was you know already well in play by that point. But Transformers, I was five, so I wasn't quite old enough to not break the toys when I got them, famously, because I broke my first two or three Transformers, and I still occasionally will break them. I was young enough to where I enjoyed them, and I was young enough to where I could still play with them pretty much through their normal life cycle, so to speak, from the beginning of 84 through, gosh, what, about 89, by the time that they really lost popularity.
So here's a question for y'all. What was your first Transformer? What was your first toy that you picked up and played with?
Mirage.
Gears.
Oh, is that the same Gears?
No, it is not the same Gears. My original Gears has no chrome left and is green from sun exposure. But
my first,
still have it.
My first was Mirage. My second was Slag, and they were both broken. The first that I had that I didn't break was my Cosmos, and I'm actually looking for him now, but I don't see him.
I have my very first Transformer on the other side of the room still.
Oh, wow.
What was it?
Yeah, a Beachcomber.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why I'm like one of the three of the Beachcomber fans out there. Beachcomber was my favorite. I loved the guy. I thought he was just so cool. He was like friendly with a big gun. You know?
I can't tell you what the first one was that I had, but probably the most memorable one, and it might have been my first one, was Ultra Magnus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, as a kid, Ultra Magnus I was super impressed by him. But as an adult, even though I loves me some Ultra Magnus, I hate me some Ultra Magnus toy.
Oh, I still love that toy.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say this, but I do have the KTC, not Diaclone Magnus, on the way.
Mine would be on the way, too, if Captured Prey ever gets it.
How dare you,
sir? Sorry, I'm looking for my heart rate monitor now.
This will be interesting.
It's somewhere. I can't find it. Okay.
Don is in the chat, and he said his first toy was Sludge. Looks
nice.
Like.
Oh.
He also says he remembers watching the first episode because he was 34 then.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say it was right after his high school graduation.
Probably just got out of work.
I'm picking. He was 14. But
he was 14? Yeah, he was. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that works out.
I got to keep reminding myself that, you know, he's going to be in the same hotel room as me at TFCon, so.
He's going to be in the same car as me between North Carolina and TFCon.
Yeah, but he'll wait till TFCon to, you know, kill us all.
He's not going to do it with Kim in the car.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, he'll wait till, you know, he gets us all in one spot. So.
Pretty much.
And unleash Massey on us all.
Yeah, can you make sure he doesn't bring Massey?
No, he's gonna board Massey. Not board like, you know, like normal, but like he's gonna have Massey. Kidding. He's gonna have Massey in a kennel.
I'm just afraid he's gonna like open a bag and Massey's gonna jump out and attack all of us.
It's
hey guys,
happens.
So great
he's
to see you.
It on camera.
It would backfire. He'd still he'd still go straight for Dawn.
I'm certain that's correct. So, but yeah, so a huge momentous moment for the Transformers and me personally, because, like, at work, people don't define me as, hey, Brian, you're really good at X, or Brian, you are really capable in, you know, this job function or this. Brian really likes Transformers, so that's how everybody knows me, and if it wasn't for this moment 30 years ago today, I would be normal. So, there you go. So let's go ahead and jump to the news. Did anybody else besides me get the Transformers subscription service, Chrome Dome?
John DeLuna did.
Yeah, John got it first, like normal. He is freaking nice. He is a very nice toy.
I saw those pictures on T-Formers, and that head sculpt looks better.
Oh, it looks way better three-dimensional than it did two-dimensional. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice toy. It's very pretty. The colors on it are just great. I'm very pleased with it. The fact that he comes with a Styler, that, you know, he's not a headmaster.
Yeah.
But he's an Arms Micron. It's really cool. I'm very pleased with it. I will say that Subscription Service 2.0 is a positive. It gets a thumbs up. It's not done yet, but...
I looked at the pictures. It looks really nice.
Yeah, I love it. I really do. I already like this mold, and the colors are just to die for.
Wow, those look really good.
So, yeah, nobody else got it besides me on the show right now.
I mean, I'm looking at the photos, and I'm just going, I really like my fans' project, Headmaster, not Chrome Dome. So, I mean, it's not one of those have-to-have. If that figure didn't come out, I'd probably be all over this figure. Because it's the nicest representation of Chrome Dome that we have, you know, in the Hasbro line.
That's a Function X, right?
Yeah.
So did you get Function X through the surprise release of it, or did you get it on the secondary market?
I got it on the surprise release.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah. I wish I had done that. Yeah, so... So basically, for people who don't know, I try to give more context because not everybody is a total dork like some of us are.
All of us are.
Yeah. So the cool thing about the show, and I try to be an all-inclusive Transformers podcast. I don't try to come from any one perspective, though I normally do. Not everybody has the same knowledge that we do. Some people have more. Some people have less. And everybody comes in at a different time. I've been a online Transformers nerd for most of more than half of my life. No, God, that's painful to think about. But so basically, that's a fans project. That's fans project. No, that's
fans.
Yes,
project.
That's fans project.
Yep.
So there was a Christmas, basically a Christmas giveaway or a Christmas donation deal. You donate so much, you send them so much money, they will then donate X percentage of whatever it is to, was it Toys for Tots? Who was it that they did that?
It was, yeah, I forget.
I don't remember. But then you got a toy. And I expected it to be like their Target Master, they're not Firebolt or something like that. No, you got their Headmaster Chrome Dome, which was like a huge shock for me, and I really regretted not doing it.
And it was cheapest one of the function line that we got.
Oh, far and away.
And yeah, several months before it was released to everybody else. So
yeah, it's nice. It really is nice. I don't know anyone who doesn't like that. I've never actually played with it, though. Does it have the same level of engineering that Smart Robin has? Or could it, based on the fact that it's a car?
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. It's not bad. It's not a simple car. But I think... Brainstorm added a little bit more complexity on top of it.
Yeah, just because of the shape of Brainstorm and his jet mode, it's a little more complex. But code is really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Let's see here. Moving quick update. So as far as the Hemo Rage Black Ultra Concentrate Caffeine shot goes, I don't feel the caffeine in my skin. So I don't know if anybody knows this, but I probably reported this before. When I don't want to say OD because OD is a stretch, but when I've overindulged on caffeine, I would like get a sick feeling to my stomach. Like I would just like get nauseous, and I could actually feel the caffeine in my skin. I'm not to that point yet, but I will say I am wide awake and I am highly energized, and I would recommend this product. So I don't know how much this was, John, but I may order me some on the internet. I'm gonna orders me
Where
some.
Where did you find it at? Where did you find it at?
I don't know, but I'm gonna orders me some.
John DeLuna found it somewhere and mailed it to him.
Yeah, he spent more in shipping just mailing it to me than he did on the bottle.
How close is he to Mexico?
Dallas is not super close to Mexico. Now, if you live in San Antonio or something, I mean, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You just keep on talking faster and faster.
And I talk pretty fast to begin with, so you know that means something. So, yeah. So, there are more...
Yeah, you're starting to sound like Blur.
Yeah. And John Nishida, world's record fastest talker, he says each syllable discreetly, where I tend to blur things together. So if I could actually say something and not blur my words together, that, you know, I would be more John Nishida-like, but I'm just really somebody who just... slurs his speech. I'm going to try to slow down here. We'll see if that happens. We'll see. Okay.
He's thinking this is only going to be a 45-minute show. He's going to knock it down to a half hour.
I'm going for 25 minutes. Okay. So there are more Masterpiece 20 will check out of the box images, show details of Transform Masterpiece figure. Okay. So, it's, yeah. I'm looking forward to this. Was this pushed back to October? Wasn't this pushed back?
I don't think so. I think some stores are starting to get it in.
It was pushed back to September. It was supposed to be the end of August.
Oh, okay, that's right. So it looks nice. I'm not going to say I'm lusting over this like I did Prowl or Blue Streak.
I am. I must have.
I am. I love me some Wheeljack.
Yes.
I do, too.
I've never had a huge love for Wheeljack. I don't.
You sinner. You sinner.
I mean,
man, he created the Dinobot. Come on.
Wow. I thought he was going to create dinosaurs. But
he created the Dinobots, and then the Dinobots, or Grimlock created
Technobots.
So there's, without him, there we'd be missing a lot of Transformers.
That's true. But the thing is, from a design standpoint, like the way that they were able to take all the kibble and make it nice looking, like Prowl, that mold is almost a work of art. The original in the masterpiece figure is just a nice play on that. But this figure just kind of looks like a real, looks like a nice Generations figure. It looks better than the Generations Deluxe figure, but it kind of looks like a Generations Voyager Wheeljack. I'm going to get it, don't get me wrong, but I'm not like super duper in love with it.
I don't know. I think it's every much masterpiece's Prowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, once I'm holding it, I may change my mind.
Oh, yeah. They always look better in hand.
I don't know. Blue Streak, he looks amazing in hand, but the photos were just
great. I really want this Wheeljack. I think it looks great myself.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Order I ordered right Evil now. Jack, too.
I've already pre-ordered it.
Evil Jack? I like that.
Yeah. No, let's not talk about that.
Why? No. He's pretty.
Yeah, no. It's a nice looking figure. It's giving me bad memories of 2 weeks ago. The show went right down the toilet. No, it wasn't that bad. But yeah, no, that's a nice looking figure too. And it's an homage to Marl Boer. But yeah, I'm totally expecting that this will be much better than I'm expecting right now.
I think it will.
Yeah. Getting it. Totally getting it. Let's see here. Oh, and sad news. Hate to report, but Buster Jones, voice of Blaster from Generation 1, passed away today. He was 71.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. From the one time I met him, he was a really nice guy. He was at BotCon 2012. The first time he was really exposed to the Transformers fandom, I think it was probably a little overwhelming for him. Yeah, that was fortunately the one time or the first time he attended BotCon. Was he at 2014? I know he showed up somewhere else. I might have been at TFCon or a smaller convention. But yeah, he passed away today. I'm fortunate that I got a chance to meet him, and he'll be missed.
I didn't hear about this until now.
Yeah,
I didn't know about it until I read the show notes.
Definitely sad. I mean, Blaster was a unique character that
he was.
Everyone remembers.
Oh, everybody remembers Blaster.
Yeah.
I mean, he had such a strong personality. I mean, G1 is typically, even if a character only got a little bit of screen time, they often had, you know, some personality come through, and that was always, almost always, by virtue of their, you know, having a great voice actor. But Buster Jones did a phenomenal job with Blaster, so he's missed. So, Diecast, I'm going to leave this one up to you. New York Comic Con to feature Robots in Disguise 2015 panel and new characters to be revealed. So you're going to that, right?
Yes, and I'm so excited because I'm only going Thursday and Friday this year, and the panel is actually Thursday at 4 p.m. So I will actually be there when there's a Transformers panel, which is, I don't think I've ever had that so far. It's awesome. And the fact that we're going to be reporting first live with, you know, the new characters, probably on Twitter, I would guess, is pretty cool.
So it's what's the panel about?
It's about the new Robot in Disguise airing in early 2015. They're not giving us a date. Maybe at the panel they'll give us the date, which would be exciting.
I hope so.
And of course, new characters and a sneak peek at what's to come, which is probably like a 30-second trailer.
Hey, 30 seconds more than we've had before. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And out of that 30 seconds, people will make assumptions about everything. the discussions of everything would be awesome.
You know, there's things I'm curious about. I'm wondering if they're going to keep the one character breakdown. And, you know, I wonder if they're going to use him at all. Wondering what they're going to do with Prime. If they're going to bring him back to life or not.
I hope not. Just like with when the comics did like their little reboot, when Megatron and Optimus were out of the picture, there's some really good stories in there. I'd kind of like to see that again.
We've seen a new character model for Optimus Prime. I'm sure they're going to get some use out of it somehow, even if he's like Obi-Wan or something.
But, yeah, I mean, we've seen him as a ghost.
Obi-Wan Prime.
Yeah, that's...
we're going to see him. We're going to get a toy. It's going to happen.
So, I mean, this is hand-drawn, right? Or it's Flash or something. It's not CG, is it? Is it not?
Yeah, it's not CG. It's...
So designing a model for Optimus Prime, it really is not a huge deal. I mean, effort and time went into it. You know there will be a toy. But he might not show up in the show, except for, like, flashbacks or something. I mean, he probably will, but he might not.
If he was just showing up in flashbacks, they wouldn't make a new model for him.
Yeah, they would.
They wouldn't redesign him.
Yeah, they would. It's not, I mean...
They just hand-draw the Prime model.
I mean, that's... I totally think that... I mean, it's not... I'm discounting it a little bit by saying it's probably would probably take just a few hours because approval and everything's going to go into it, but I don't see it being any big deal whatsoever. Lots of characters are designed but never used. So, I don't
But this is
good.
Optimus Prime.
I don't know. I just don't see it being a big deal.
I give it a full season without Prime actually coming back, and then after that, I think it's almost guaranteed.
Prime always comes back.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
It'll be like season 3.
I'm almost willing to bet that we'll see him before the end of the first episode of this new series. In some capacity.
I mean, it's like an Obi-Wan or something, maybe.
Yeah, definitely in the first one, he's going to be like that Obi-Wan shadow image. Or hologram, or however you want to...
Yeah, I mean, as a being a robot, I think it's less... I think it's... I don't want to say unrealistic. But it's less of a leap of logic to think that a digital or a non-corporeal representation of Optimus Prime is going to show up. I mean, he could be a radio signal bouncing from Optimus Prime's, you know, half-burned-out body from the depths of Cybertron or wherever he's at. I mean, it's not like with a human being, you're dead. I mean, there's no...
Yeah, they did it with Alpha Trion, so... Yeah,
exactly. Starscream had a ghost.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to... I mean, I was thinking you don't even have to get, like, metaphysical. You could just, you know... But, I mean, even doing that, I mean, I do not think it's... I don't think it's a big stretch just to think that he'll show up briefly, new model, and not necessarily have to show up that every episode or that often. Ooh, maybe he could show up at the end of every episode and give, like, a PSA.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I would love that. But it probably won't happen.
And now you know.
So it's not CG. So is it hand drawn or is it Flash?
I thought it was the same as animated, whatever animated was.
Yeah,
I thought it was a hybrid.
I got that. Animated is hand drawn, but like a lot of the new cartoons are Flash because you can turn it around so quickly. Look at South Park. They can do an episode of South Park almost in a week, or they can have a major event happen in between episodes of South Park and turn around at least a reference to that major event within.
In all fairness, it's not like that was a high quality, cartoon to begin with. You know,
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's not like there's a whole lot of details put into it.
Yeah, true. But with a cartoon, there might not. You know, with a gosh, now I'm thinking of Red as South Park. Not like, you know, the South Park characters.
Well, Prime could be Kenny. He constantly dies and comes back.
That is true. That is very true. But I was thinking, you know, like Optimus, you know, his head being like one element, like his mouth being another, and like his head would just shift, you know, like float over his body or something. I don't know. But yeah.
I want to see a Transformers South Park now where Optimus Prime dies every episode. This kind of sounds like fun.
Brian's describing Angry Birds Transformers. That's exactly what Angry Birds Transformers is.
I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited.
I think we've actually gone... I think we might have only mentioned that in passing since it was announced. So that
I'm excited.
So
for
Nicole,
it.
You are excited. I'm going to give you. Yeah. I'm going to give you the opportunity to actually tell us a little bit about that because I've like purposefully ignored it. I know it's happening, but I know nothing about it. So, what do you know?
Well, what I know is that first of all, it was Livio. He did a leak on Facebook about the comic book that he was doing. They had the little trailer on YouTube about it, and that's what really sold me. I don't know. Have you guys seen the trailer that's on YouTube?
Yes.
Basically, it's Optimus Prime and Megatron taking down a Devastator. It's pretty funny. That sold me. The trailer sold me. But that's pretty much all I know. I haven't heard any really big updates on it yet. So
it didn't look like your typical Angry Birds game. It actually looked like it was a side scroller almost.
Yeah, and it looks like there's actually some storylines to it too.
Yeah,
I think it looks amazing.
I'm actually a lot more excited about it now that I saw that trailer, and I'm like, because I was
exactly.
just thinking regular Angry Birds with Transformers, and I'm like, this is getting boring. But no, this actually looks like a side scroller, and it looks like it has some unique fun and playability.
I like the team up of Optimus and Megatron. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
I loved Angry Birds for like 5 minutes.
I've never played Angry Birds.
I have never played it.
You're probably like one of the only people in the U.S. who have not played Angry Birds.
It's not a bad game. For a physics-based game, I mean, it's pretty good. And it's got...
I don't play it because I know that's what... It's kind of like Tetris. Once I start playing it, I would probably never get off of it. That's why I never started it.
I found myself pretty easily capable of pulling away. I wish I could say the same thing about Skyrim, not too big of a deal. And I can't think of another handheld game that I've gotten into except for, 2048? The math game where you have to, that one caught me for a few minutes. But yeah, so Angry Birds Transformers, that's actually happening.
It's going to be awesome. Don't knock it until you actually see it.
Yeah, expect those toys in a clearance bin near you. So
I'd be more than happy to pick them up. Thank you. If you guys don't like them, just send them my way.
Basically, it's like those little Mr. Potato Heads that we've seen already that like Optimus Prime sits in. It's almost the exact same thing. They just make it a bird instead of a potato.
And I love my Optimus Prime.
Oh, I do too. I do too. Did you get the first release or the second? You got the first.
I got the first one.
So not the smaller second one. You have the normal size. Yeah, me too. I got that.
Yeah, and I've got the Bumblebee one too.
So breaking news, Diecast just shared.
This is sad. What the heck?
So Deadline is reporting today that the hub will soon be transitioning to primary control by Discovery following acquisition of a portion of Hasbro's existing stake in the joint network venture. The network is expected to rebrand as Discovery Family, joining a range of other specialty channels and crap TV in Discovery's lineup. For more details, keep reading. So I think that was supposed to be the one on the homepage. Sorry, I'm just talking about this. CMS and T-Formers. Never mind, that's too obscure. Like three people listening know what I'm talking about. So following the transition, Hasbro will continue to provide programming during a six-hour daytime slot between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. So does this mean more ALF or less ALF?
More.
Probably
thank,
more.
Thank God. Okay. So still giving...
Wait.
Go ahead.
This between 9 and 3, that bothers me because...
We're not going to be able to see it.
What about, RID? Like, you can't put that on at 3.
DVR. When did Transformers air when you were a kid?
I remember being an after school thing.
I got home every day in time.
Mine aired about 3 o'clock. It was about 3 o'clock when it aired. And for some reason when I dream about it, it's like I'm rushing home from work to get home like around 3:30 so I can watch Transformers. 35. My God.
I remember there was like a 2 hour block. It was G.I. Joe and Transformers. I want to say Gem and the Holograms, and I cannot remember the fourth one.
Probably Silverhawks or Thundercats.
It's probably Thundercats. But I remember there was a two-hour block right after I got home from school, and my mom loved those 2 hours because I'd sit down and shut up for those 2 hours.
That's pretty great. So basically, the hub is going away. Hasbro currently will continue to have content there for now. Who knows what the agreement is? I mean, Discovery would be smart to keep the Hasbro properties on there since they're still popular.
Yeah.
But without owning this outright, oh man, I don't think it's in Hasbro's best interest unless they're making lots of money on this deal to keep doing this. I would go to somewhere else. I would
a channel that people have. A lot more people have, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying Discovery will get it into more homes than it's in now, which I guess is true because, you know, more people have Discovery than they have the hub.
So basically, this is going to be another one of those X big network then family, or X big network and then kids. So it's just going to be another one of those.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
like the hub. There was a lot of good things on there.
Alf.
I enjoyed Dan Versus. I think that's another show that people, you know, really should watch. That they know a lot of people didn't watch. It's really good. Love Dan Versus.
Yeah. I've heard good things, but I've never watched it.
It's hilarious. Girl.
Oh, let's see.
There's a ninja that bakes cookies in there. There you go.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Do we want to talk about this Tarantulas piece? So
real quick.
Yeah, so the Transformers subscription service 3.0, the Collectors Club has been showing off new versions, previews, prototypes, whatever, of the coloration. I guess they're probably still digibatches. And there's a new one of Tarantulas to make him more Tarantulas-y. So
Tarantulas.
That's actually, I think that's the old photo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. If you scroll down a little bit, the new colors are further down the list.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're much brighter.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew because the wheel was green on the inside instead of, and the arms have the bands around the arms. Yeah, that's actually the new mock-up, yeah. I believe.
Oh yeah, definitely. Let me see. I'll pull this up. Sorry, I copied and pasted the wrong link. that looks a lot better.
I like the darker one better, actually. I'm still getting this, but
I am still on the fence about subscription service 3.0. The figure for me that's a big win is Serpento R.
Yes.
Otherwise, but you know what? I didn't really think that Treadbolt? My God, I've already forgotten.
Carzap?
No.
Croc?
Yeah, that's actually, that looks actually pretty nice, too, now that I think of it.
I think the Croc looks good.
But I'm actually thinking of, was it Treadbolt? No, the repaint of Warpath. I can never remember the name.
That's in subscription,
too. Yeah, no, Treadshot. It was a Treadshot, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to be like my favorite toy from the line, and it is probably my favorite. I wish it wasn't. I wish they would do a Treadbolt though, and have it to be an homage to the Energon figure. Ooh, take Scoop or something and paint him yellow, make it Treadshot. But no, Treadbolt. But this figure is so much nicer. Oops. So much nicer.
I mean, the Tarantulas for me, as, you know, a motorcycle, there's just some sort of disconnect. My brain can't function.
I am getting this just to be a troop Junkion. So.
And it doesn't. The colors are so extreme, I don't think it fits in with the Junkions.
I don't care sometimes as long as the toy looks nice. It doesn't have to be a hardcore homage like Treadshot. Like I couldn't even remember his name. And I think it's a darn fine toy. That's like all that matters to me half the time.
Yeah.
Now if it's like an homage to something that I really care about, like, oh God, let me think of something. I don't have a Headmaster RC like Don does. There's not like something out there that I'm dying for. God, I love Brainstorm. We're getting a new Brainstorm. think of, like, if we got a new, oh, we did get it. We are getting, we did get Rodimus Prime Masterpiece. Gosh, I can't think of a character that I really would love to have that we're not getting.
Good Masterpiece Rodimus Prime?
Yeah, maybe. Computron.
Yeah.
So I want a legitimate Computron. I want the Technobots. I want something like that, that is an official toy that's awesome. Would I love to have that? Yeah. But if I got, I don't know, a repaint of a toy that I like quite a bit. John and I were talking about Crosscut. I didn't like that Skids mold too much, but the new figure, which I have on the way, John says it looks fantastic. The toy looks fantastic. I can have no care whatsoever for the character or the homage. As long as it's a nice toy, I tend to be okay with that. Yeah, see, that looks great. Do I care about... Well, Crosscut was what? E-Hobby?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. It's a darn fine looking toy.
It really doesn't look bad. It's
yeah.
I wouldn't say no like to it. Someone gave it to me.
Exactly. So I mean, like this Tarantulas, I think it looks pretty nice. I totally buy it. But an example. But alternatively, like Ultra Mammoth. If Ultra Mammoth wasn't Ultra Mammoth, would I love it as much? No. But the fact that I love the mold, even though it's a crappy toy. Sorry, people, but he's a crappy toy. But it's Ultra Magnus using the... now the caffeine's kicking in and I can't... Like, I can't think. It's like I literally can't think. It's like, I'm getting dizzy. No.
Oh my god!
Like a little bit.
I don't know if this is a good thing or not.
Probably not. Probably
check,
not.
Check your heart rate watch.
I've been spending the last like 20 minutes trying to find it. I really want to know. I could probably do this, but thinking of
we've lost him, man. We have lost Brian.
Yeah, probably. But Big Convoy. Big Convoy is a... I was trying to think of Big Convoy. I wanted to call him Beast Convoy, but that's Optimus Primal. Big Convoy is a crappy toy that I think looks fantastic. And in the fact that he's... The fact that Ultra Mammoth is a Ultra Magnus homage using that mold, which I already liked, even though I recognize it's terrible. it really works for me. But I can go either way. I can go either way. Wow, yeah, the caffeine's really kicked in at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Don't normally take a break right there in between the news, but I'm going to take a break. Okay.
You're kind of scaring me, man.
Collecting myself.
You're starting to stammer.
Collecting myself.
I know.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Subscribe.
But no force in the universe can contain the power and the fury of Rock Lord.
Shaking, quaking, crashing, breaking.
Rock Lord, powerful living rock.
We sold separately, new from Tonka.
Radio Free Cybertron has teamed up with Kokomo Toys and Collectibles in Kokomo, Indiana. If you're in the Kokomo area, visit our store for a huge selection of new and classic toys. Visit online at www.kokomotoys.com for our address and store hours. While you're there, check out our listing of pre-order items, as well as visit our eBay store. Visit us at www.kokomotoys.com. That's KOKOMOTOYS.com. We're also on Facebook.
So we're back. Took a little break there. I'm joking like it's due to the Hemo Rage Black.
Hemo Rage Black.
The Ultra Concentrate Sucker Punch Flavored Turbo Energy Shot. No. I actually had already planned to take a break in the middle there because kind of a slow week. Slightly. Kind of a slow week. But, yeah, so let's go ahead and jump to third-party news. So this week in third-party news, KTC, we have the first look at Keith's.
I gotta get used to that name still.
Yeah,
they're still using the old logo. They need to fix that. They've already released the new name, so just, you know, change it. What, I don't understand. It's the worst marketing department ever. We're gonna use it. We have a new name, but we're gonna keep using the old one. Change it.
Yeah. So there are basically they're doing a cassette combiner. For those who are not familiar, because not everyone is a G1 nerd, we had a couple of those in the U.S. I don't remember if Japan. I know there are Japanese exclusive cassettes, but I don't remember if there are any Japanese exclusive combiner cassettes. Nicole, do you know off the top of your head?
Combiner cassettes.
I don't think that we had any.
I think it was just the Dino cassettes that were exclusive.
Yeah, no. they did not combine. But so we had, let's see here, Rain Dance and they became Slam Dance. It was
Grand Slam. Rain Dance.
So Rain Dance and Grand Slam became Slam Dance. And then the other one that we had here was
Beastbox and Squawk Talk.
Yeah, so they became Squawk Box. Nice toys. I like them. I think I still have them. I don't know. But this is what I like about this. These are not homages to those toys. These are, as far as I can tell, new characters. Unless I'm mistaken, they have there are three different versions of this. There's a tank and a jet. God, does that mean that this is actually I can't think. God, caffeine. You know, my favorite to do a con, flywheels.
Flywheels.
They're cassettes, so
it doesn't look like any of them are those colors.
No, but. Yeah, let's look at them. So here's the green tank and white jet that becomes Death Metal.
love I like that name.
I like that.
Oh, gosh.
let's see here and here. Oh, this is even nicer looking.
Yeah.
The black and purple jet, black tank becomes Dark, D-A-R-Q-U-E side. And the blue jet. And or turquoise jet and grayish tank become Megabolt. Okay, that I'm surprised they're using that name, but two different words, and I think they can get away with it. So since KTC, Keith's Toy Club, formerly Keith's Fantasy Club, they probably repaint their toys more than anybody else and modify them. Would not be surprised if we don't get a Flywheels color out of this. I won't complain. It's a jet and a tank that combine. So
you'll probably get about 10 different colors out of these. So one of them is guaranteed to be Flywheel.
Probably. So, you know.
Flywheel is awesome. Yeah.
This is one, I mean, their cassettes, I haven't had good experience with their cassettes. So this is one I'm probably going to wait to see if people like it or not.
Yeah, let's see here. So, Bad Bat, which is the only one that I bought, I hate. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's fine.
I'm sorry, Keith. You know, maybe it wasn't the best, maybe it wasn't your day on this one, but I thought I was going to really like Bad Bat, but I really don't. I would not recommend Bad Bat. But I'm willing to give him another shot. I did give him another shot because I have not Diaclone Magnus on the way, not Power Convoy. So we'll see how that works out. Let's see here. Moving ahead, more KFC or KTC cassettes on the way. Not Dial and not Soar, the Dino cassettes that that Melvar mentioned a minute ago. This photo is actually of the this. These are the actual cassettes, the official right here. These might have been knockoffs, but they're probably the real thing. But here are renders of the... Do they combine two? Yeah, this one looks like theirs combined. KFC's
yep.
version will combine. I don't have a problem with that. There's cassette mode. Here,
that combined mode's kind of...
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, I was just going to say that's kind
of... I mean, a cassette combiner, you can only do so much. Here it is from the side. And actually, is this the G1 version? Actually, did they Dial and Soar actually combine? It looks no, that's the actual cassette. Sorry, or is it? No,
that one green one, that might be the G1.
It is the G1.
Yeah,
is it combined? I'm not super familiar with those figures.
I'm not. I've never seen them in.
Oh no, person, they're ridiculously rare. I mean, they are hyper rare, and I'm not super familiar. I didn't think they combined, but I'll check the wiki real quick. Someone in the chat probably actually knows.
No one's saying anything.
Yeah, that's fine. Dial is. Yeah, they do combine. I didn't know that. TFU.info actually. Yeah, they combine and form Legout, but there are no photos at TFU.info. So I don't know where those photos came from. Didn't know that. There needs to be more combining cassettes. I wish that Overkill and
Slugfest.
Yeah, I wish they had combined. That would have been pretty cool. I like those cassettes. I had those as a kid. I lost them. They're like in my old, like in my three houses ago, like in the front yard, I'm certain. Probably true. Like, no joke.
They're probably, you know, in the ground by now. You could probably go dig them out.
Yeah, probably. But, like, I'm not super crazy about people using, third parties using Hasbro and Takara IP. But in this case, I'm not going to complain. Because these toys are super duper rare, and nobody is likely to own them, nor are they likely to be reissued. So, I'm pretty cool with that. Keep doing
stuff
like
that. Did I ever tell you my plan about Hasbro getting back at third parties?
No.
I think it would be awesome if Hasbro took like a third party figure that was actually kind of unique and made him into a character on the TV show or something. And to be like, in your face, this is how it feels.
So here's my thought around that. So one of two things will happen. One of three things, probably. One, the third party couldn't do much of anything because they're underground somewhere. Two, they would think it's really cool. Or three, they would sue.
I would think it was really cool if I was a third party and I created like a Safe Fans project that created one of their own characters, like one of the, I forget what series that is, but like Steel Corps.
Yeah.
Say, took Steel Corps and, you know, put him in a Transformers, that would...
I don't think they would think that was really cool when they couldn't use their own designs anymore because Hasbro swooped in and copyrighted them.
I just think that'd be just like the ultimate slap in the face.
Oh, I agree. It would be hilarious.
So, update on the Hema Rage Black Ultra Concentrate Turbo Energy Shot. I am seeing spots, so there you go.
Oh my gosh. And we're just going to hear a big thud, and we're like, okay, show's over, I guess.
So
I'm gonna call the medic.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. That was
there you go. So me
possibly for the last time.
I'm gonna have to cut the show short this week so Brian can go to the hospital.
No, it's not a big deal.
Well, if he falls over, we'll just know next week if we get on and the stream's still going, we can just jump right on in.
That's true. Just add yourself to the Skype call that's already in place. My caffeine tolerance is way low because I'm not like popping. I mean, like I took three stacker two energy mints today and felt that. So usually I would pop those and not even feel them. Yeah. Thanks, John. Let's see. We have one more news item. I don't know a thing about this. Is Arc Studio? Are they new? So basically,
who can keep up anymore?
Yeah.
So this. Yeah. These are the Datsun Autobot figures. Prowl, Smokescreen, Blue Streak. It's a third party. It's just renders.
They're the miniature ones, right?
They're like legend size, right?
Yeah, they're bigger than world's smallest, but smaller than basics.
I'm not doing renders anymore.
That's exactly where I was going. Looking at the site, I thought they were actual new figures, but no, they're renders. So I'm not even going to dignify them with a show. Okay, so yeah. I don't really have any more news. So I do want to remind everyone out there, please, 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 it will help us tremendously to go to tfradio.net/shirt and pick up one of our, or 12 of our new designs. We haven't done a t-shirt in forever. We've been talking about doing them internally, but we're actually going to make them available to you, and we make them available to ourselves. Really high quality shirts, really nice looking design. It's our 15th anniversary logo that John put together. Looks really great, and I'm super, 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 super stoked about getting this. But we need your help. We need a minimum order of 50. Think of it as like a Kickstarter for t-shirts to get the price that we want, which is about half the normal rate that they charge. We need to get at least 50. If we don't get 50, it will not sell. So, and if you order them, you will get them. And if we get our order through, you will have it by TFCon. So,
yep.
And you can wear it to any awesome convention you want to or to work. Help us out and look cool doing it. So, hey, Nicole, thank you for being on this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I love talking to you guys. It's been way too long.
I know. I miss you.
I love talking about giant robots.
I love giant robots. The thing that sucks.
Especially GoBots. GoBots are awesome.
So you seem to be a little bit conversant about the third-party stuff. I didn't know where you stood on that.
I don't mind. I know. I don't mind third-party stuff. I just think it's getting a little carried away.
Me too. I agree.
It's just... Because I actually got my first third-party stuff just this summer. I got the Trash Talk and, well, the Swerving Gears, you know? And they're really good stuff. I really enjoyed them. They were really well put together. But I would just wish that all the third-party groups would get together and say, hey, we're going to be working on this. Might not want to work on this as everyone is coming out with the Dinobots. Kind of like when everyone was coming out with the Devastator. And you're just like, you know?
So, I got...
No, I don't mind that they're doing it, but...
I got Salmore.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the third party, not Psy-Kill.
Nice.
It's a piece of art. It's...
Oh, I'm sure.
From the front, it's amazing. The back, not super crazy about the way they did the engine parts, how it rolls into his back. But it's... a beautiful figure.
And they're making a black and green one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm getting that too. I wish they'd do a leader one. And if they did gray and blue, I would get one of each.
They need a crasher.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I please get a leader one? I mean, that's like... Come on, third parties. Like the one GoBot you should be right away.
Where don't say that. Name? Now, like, five of them will be coming up, like,
yeah, we're getting
month.
A turbo.
We are.
Based see, I don't mind when we get a lot of third-party figures all at once, because I get to choose which one I want. I don't buy a Predaking, and then...
cutting into
their
own profits.
Then a year later, there's a better Predaking that comes out. and now I'm stuck with the one that's not as nice. You know, everyone bring out all their Predakings at once, and I'll pick the nice one. Or the one I like the best. I think that works out better for us. Not good for them, better for us.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So, cool. But yeah, Nicole, thank you for being on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
People, thank you for watching. I apologize for my overly caffeinated state.
Go, Blur, go. Go, 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 go.
So I'm on the downside of it right now.
Be like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
So if we were starting the if we were doing the show, if we started the show now, I'd be my normal self. But, yeah. I don't want to call that a high, but I don't have a better word for it. Caffeine's a hell of a drug.
Okay. A rush.
It's a rush. It's
a rush.
Okay. So again, tfradio.net/shirt. It would help us out tremendously, and you get a pretty awesome t-shirt in exchange. Our 15th anniversary show is coming up in 1 month, and it will be the show before TFCon USA. We are not going to have a show the week of TFCon USA, at least not on Wednesday. We might actually have one from the convention, from a hotel room or something. We will see, but we will definitely not have one the week of the 24th, something like that. 22nd, I think 22nd, 22nd.
We could do that Thursday if everyone gets there.
Yeah,
but we're not
live. Yeah, we'll record it and post it.
Have a great time if I don't hear from you beforehand. Yes. Be safe. No drinking and driving. Have a good time, but no drinking and driving.
I'm flying, so that's going to be hard.
Tell Don that.
Do not fly and drive drinks either.
Don's the crazy one. But yeah, so looking forward to that. But the 15th anniversary show is in 1 month, 15 years. I have no idea what we're doing at this point. So if you have any ideas or anything you'd like to hear, anyone that you haven't heard from in a while, and you want to know what they're up to.
We want to get male strippers. There we go. That's my idea.
We'll catch y'all later. Have a good one.
Okay. This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.